CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
This is CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast on Demand podcast edition for your convenience for Monday the 9th of May. Today we didn't have any babies.
No babies. Pretty stoked. I still feel extremely exhausted.
Do you want a bonus Chicken Run quote?
Oh my God, yes.
I was quoting Chicken Run all day because we were talking about what movies do you know all the words to. Mine was Chicken Run.
Okay.
Oh, this is a big job. Oh, bigger than the others. Oh, there's some rats or something that are... I don't know who their contract is. I can't even remember. I just remember them saying that, and I used to always...
That was the quote. Sorry, yeah, just I didn't know that. When the quote started or finished.
Then. I used to just... Oh, yeah, because it could be me answering the request. Yeah, I used to say it to stuff, like, in real life, like, stuff like that. I might say back, oh, this is a big job, oh, bigger than the others, and no one would know what I'm talking about, because it's some weird, obscure quote from Chicken Run that's not even a highly quotable bit.
What other Chicken Run quote? Come on, give me more. Oh. Give me more, Adam. Give me more.
I told you they were organised. Because at the end, the chickens win or something. Spoiler alert. But yeah. And the guy, he's been telling Mrs. Tweedy all the whole time that they're organised. I'm telling you, they're organised. I think that ginger's their leader. And she just thinks he's an idiot. She's trying to focus on making more profits. She's like, I'm sick and tired of making minuscule profits. And then she sees... a magazine on her table that says, sick and tired of making minuscule profits with a question mark. And, yeah. You know, he's trying to warn her the whole time that the chickens are organised and she just thinks he's an idiot.
I'm literally looking up Rotten Tomatoes Chicken Run.
Yeah, what are the reviews for Chicken Run?
Because, like, you seem to really enjoy it.
There's another quote I just thought of. She's telling him how they're going to make more money because at the moment they're just laying eggs, but she's wants to turn the chickens into chicken pies.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, you know, she tells him the idea, we want to make them into pies. And he's like, what kind of pies? And she's like, apple. And he's like, my favourite. And she's like, chicken pies, you great lummox.
Okay, you ready to hear the tomato meter score?
What are the critics
think
first?
Would you want critics?
Yeah.
97%.
From the critics? 97, they really love it. There we go.
Yeah, but this is the bone I have to pick with this tomato meter and Rotten Tomatoes is the critics always never are the same as the audience.
Yeah.
Audience score, 65.
The audience don't like Chicken Run.
No one likes Chicken Run.
Oh,
just you.
Wow.
I've actually got a page up here too with a whole heap of Chicken Run quotes.
Yeah. Give me some. Give me some.
I just don't know any of them.
Just read them.
Okay. Mrs. Tweedy, finally, something we agree on. Another one, quiet, I'm on to something. Mrs. Tweedy, the chickens are revolting. No chicken escapes from... Oh, Tweedy's Farm, you've said that heaps
classic
today.
Classic one, yeah, classic.
Get me a chicken and I'll show you.
I don't remember any of these either. These are weird ones.
My entire life flashed before my eyes. Oh, it was really boring.
I remember that one, yeah. One of the chickens thinks she's going to die and she's like... My life flashed before me eyes. It was really boring. I still remember that one.
Oh, my God. Why do you remember so much?
I don't know.
2000. Did Chicken
Run come out in 2000?
2000, no.
Holy S word.
Oh, my God. It actually looks old.
Does it? It's like Wallace and Gromit-y looking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Is it done with the same people?
Probably.
Yeah, it is. Wallace, yeah.
Chicken.
Wow. Wow, 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's huge.
Yeah, according to the critics, but the people on the ground
not 65.
Don't like it. It's weird.
Over 250,000 ratings.
From the audience.
And they only got
they really
65%.
Don't like it.
Oh. Hey, still probably better than my baby score, which we'll find out tomorrow.
Yes, so join us for that. But for now, you've got today's show.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. Oh, yeah. Here it is.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Bit of a different show this week. We've had sleep.
We've just had sleep. Yeah. We had Sunday. Sunday to sleep.
Saturday night, the baby switched off at 11.
Yeah, but it was still a late night.
It was uninterrupted,
Did
though.
Did your baby make sounds all the way to 11?
Yes.
Because I was like, Lewis,
Yes, my baby AJ made sure to make plenty of noise mm-hmm. before it was switched off, just to really stick it to me.
Yeah, I think they did that on purpose.
Obviously.
The girls at babysat, the class from Ulverton Secondary College that came and babysat at the basketball were like, Lewis was so good, he didn't cry at all. And I was like, it's a trick.
Well, mine,
it is a trick.
Mine was crying and misbehaving the whole time, so apparently, according to them. But the babies that we had last week have been switched off. We'll get the results maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, for you. I think we'll have them tomorrow.
I think it's pretty clear who's won, though.
Yeah, I definitely gave up.
The secret to my success was I didn't put it in a cupboard or a car.
He's a robot. My sanity was more important.
We had a lot of people coming up to us having a look at the babies and then telling us stories of when they had it or when their kids had one of these robot babies, and stories of people putting it in Eskies and putting it...
And someone put their robot baby into the washing machine with a whole heap of blankets and stuff just to shut it up. Like, what?
So,
worse than a cupboard.
It happens to the best of them. It's still pretty funny that you got caught by the lady, Hannah, who gave us the babies. You got caught red-handed without the baby.
I know. I was sprung walking Santiago without Lewis, and she was like, where's Lewis? locked in the car, Hannah. Locked in the car.
Sprung.
Yes.
Coming up on today's show, we're talking about this Shop Top Living Forum that's happening tomorrow night. We'll be joined by Jan Bond to discuss more. Today we're talking about what film do you know all the words of? Sort of like how you got a song you know all the words to, but it's a film. You sit down, you're the annoying one that quotes the film as it's going. At CFM Tasmania on Facebook if you'd like to throw one in there. We'll get to that later. I'll tell you what, Who Dat today is with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Gotcha.
She's also in I Know What You Did Last Summer and...
Yeah.
What's the one? I was going to say Basic Instinct. No, Cruel Intentions.
Oh!
Cruel Intentions.
Yes.
Cruel Intentions.
Nice movie, Adam.
So you know her, I know her, which is rare. Sarah Michelle Gellar will play Who Dat with her after 6:30. Here's Justin Bieber to kick us off, Adam and Ari.
What do you mean?
6:10 morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words. That's how it works. We give each other, we ask each other to name three specific things, and we've got 5 seconds to name them. And you listening, try and beat us, which is often not too difficult.
Especially on Monday morning. Okay, Adam, you've got 5 seconds to name three websites.
I'll go daddy.com, pearljam.com, eminem.com.
Sorry, what?
They're all websites.
GoDaddy.
Yeah, so...
Sorry?
GoDaddy is a website where you can buy domain names to make your own websites. Oh. GoDaddy.com.
I was thinking, like, what have you been Googling?
Well, so you get your mind out the gutter. It's a domain name buying website all above board.
Eminem.com. That's what you thought. And Pearljam.com.
Yep.
Typical Adam.
Well, I... Yeah.
Well, that's typical.
The first things that came to mind. It's a look into the way my mind works. That's what this segment's all about.
Okay.
Which websites did you name listening?
Definitely Ooh. Not those three.
Ooh. Imagine if you named a few in front of the partner.
Ooh.
That weren't, there's some people in trouble right now, I think, around the coast. I can feel it.
Well, maybe they've been on there together.
Oh.
Maybe it's a joint effort.
Kinky. All right. Ari, in 5 seconds, please. Name for me three red foods.
Capsicum, tomato, and cherries.
Cherries?
Cherries are technically like purple, aren't they? Well, I guess you can get red
cherries.
Ones, yeah.
I was the first Thank one you. That I thought of when I saw the card was apple. But you went with a more obscure cherry. But, hey, all's well that ends well. We both...
But you went pearljam.com.
It's an important website to me.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922. Jackie's a rock the night. Right in the Tassie town.
Ah, oh, mate, the Jackies aren't really on the march, to be honest, in the grand final series.
Oh, it's a little bit heartbreaking, isn't it?
On Friday night, they got pretty flogged, to be honest, in Sydney. Then Sunday, it was a bit of a closer game yesterday. You didn't catch it, Ari?
No, I didn't catch it.
Do you not care, or...?
I'm sorry, but I slept all day.
Fair-o. I missed the first half because for some reason I thought it was on in the evening, like Friday's game, but it was on in the day. So I caught the second half. Pretty close, but they did, yeah, at the end there lose. This Josh Adams that plays for Jack Jumpers, he's a bit of a freak. Very important player, him. We don't want to lose him.
Yeah, he's amazing. Literally, the newspaper, everything online at the moment is just like, Josh Adams.
Yeah. Now, you're attracted to basketball men. Would you marry him or?
No comment.
No comment. What do you mean? He's not listening. Joshy boy. He's down there getting ready to go to Sydney for the next game.
No, not for me. You know what
you wouldn't marry him. That's a no?
Not for me. Okay. You know what is for me, though?
Yeah.
The Jack Jumpers crowd.
Yeah.
There was 4,738 people in the crowd.
Yep.
And it looked like an absolute vibe. Like, I saw it, like, heaps of my friends were there, all over the Instagram stories, and I was like, dang, look at them go! Yeah. Your heart girl was getting FOMO.
Even the commentators on ESPN were commentating on the loud Hobart crowd getting behind the Jackies.
Like, just going, match, and all the clappers. And everyone's standing up, and I was like, oh, my God, look at them. Yeah, go Tassie.
The crowd did all right. So, are you considering going on Friday the 13th in Hobart?
Wait, that's coming. That's this Friday.
Yeah, well, you can't. Unless they win on Wednesday in Sydney, which is unlikely but possible.
Hey, don't be manifesting that negativity, mate. I'm not manifesting
anything. I'm living in reality.
No,
this is cold, hard reality.
They're going to win. Just feeling in your bones. They're going to win.
Yeah, but you don't understand. It's unlikely. I was speaking to Darren Kerwin. He does, the breakfast show on 7AD.
Yeah.
I was speaking to him this morning and I was saying, do you reckon they might win Wednesday? And he's like...
That's
unlikely.
You're all manifesting a lose.
That's because we know about sport.
No, it's because you're manifesting a lose.
No.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
All right, we are playing Who Dat with the Buffy? Oh my God, the vampire. Buffy, the vampire slayer. Oh, the baby brain is still here, Adam.
I'm just going to let you go. just let you go. Just keep going. You're doing a great job.
Oh, up for grabs this week. We have got a $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meat. If you can guess Buffy the Vampire Slayer out of an audio lineup of three.
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar. She's also in Scream 2, Cruel Intentions. I Know What You Did Last Summer, I believe. She's also in, Scooby-Doo, the film.
Oh, yes.
She's in that. If you know which one is her, give us a call, 1-300-655-922 to go into the draw for that voucher. All right, here's our lineup. Here's clip A.
I was always taught you never get a car till the second season of a show because it could go away.
Is that Sarah Michelle Gellar or is it this one, B?
I got my first elective colonoscopy.
Does Sarah Michelle Gellar seem like the kind of person that might get an elective colonoscopy?
Don't know.
Or is it clip C?
He had a good cast and we got along really well.
A, B, or C, which one's Sarah Michelle Gellar? Let's go again. Here's A.
I was always taught you never get a car till the second season of a show because it could go away.
Here's B.
I got my first elective colonoscopy.
Here's C.
He had a good cast and we got along really well.
1-300-655-922. Which one is Sarah Michelle Gellar, a.k.a. Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Matt from Burnie is on the line, mate. Are we on speakerphone?
Yeah, mate.
All right, I can hear you a bit better now. Let's give this a go. Before we play Who Dat, is there a movie you know the most quotes to? What's the movie that you can quote the most?
Don't know, it's your guess.
Okay. All right, here's your audio lineup. Here's clip A.
I was always taught you never get a car till the second season of a show because it could go away.
Here's clip B.
I got my first elective colonoscopy.
Here's clip C.
He had a good cast and we got along really well.
All right, Matt, have a guess. Which
I'll
one?
Say.
He had a good cast and we got along really well.
I'm afraid that is Julia Louis-Dreyfus who plays Elaine on Seinfeld. It is not Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Thanks, guys.
So sorry.
Thanks,
have
Matt.
A good day.
Bye.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
that? Mysterious Meg's sister.
Mysterious Meg's sister, Mysterious Mel, on the line with us to play Who Dat. Before we play, Mel, our topic today that we're discussing is there a movie that you know all the words to? It doesn't have to be a Sarah Michelle Gellar one, but which movie do you know most quotes from?
Ooh. Oh, I really can't answer that.
There's no movie that you sit down and you can sort of say it as it goes and annoy everyone around you?
I could do the Fight Club.
Fight Club is really good,
you
isn't
know,
it?
You know a few quotes from Fight Club?
No, Fight Club.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
the...
Yeah, sorry.
One of the things from Fight Club is Brad Pitt in it, but no, I don't do that. I'm not really, to be honest, I'm not really a big movie buff. I get bored too quick.
Okay, well, have you seen any movies or TV shows with Sarah Michelle Gellar in?
Oh, yeah, I was a Buffy fan.
One of the all-time great shows. All right, we've narrowed it down to A and B. Here's the clips left. Here's A.
I was always taught you never get a card till the second season of a show because it could go away.
Here's B.
I got my first elective colonoscopy.
Which one's Sarah Michelle Gellar, Mel?
I say B.
I got my first elective colonoscopy.
I'm afraid that's Kristen Bell.
Sugar Nuts.
Sugar Nuts is right. Thanks for playing.
Wins.
She's gone. Dealer wins. This was Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I was always taught you never get a card till the second season of a show because it could go away.
I'm literally having flashbacks from Scooby-Doo.
Nice, Scooby-Doo.
As soon as that audio played, I was like, whoop, there she is.
Try again, Coast, tomorrow for Who Dat.
Today in history. Thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
You're not going to sing today?
Nah. I'm saving all the energy, Adam.
Didn't you get the sleep? The babies aren't here anymore. No excuse.
Did you not still hear them?
Oh, I've heard some phantom cries here and there, yeah.
Oh, it feels weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like I swear I can still hear it. It's haunting me.
It's made an imprint in your brain. That's the science, probably.
Yeah.
9th of May today. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Ready to have a look?
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1899, the first rotary blade lawnmower was patented by John Albert Burr. Now, before that, there were three main ways to cut grass. Sickles and scythes, just like big curvy sword things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you just have to swish them across the grass.
That'd actually be pretty fun, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. Novelty would wear off, I imagine.
You'd get such a sore arm, wouldn't you?
The other way was grazing animals.
Perfect.
Or simply not having a lawn at all. They were the only ways. But
Grazing animals.
But then in 1899, the problem was solved. On this day in 1974, impeachment hearings began against President Richard Nixon.
I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
For his involvement in the Watergate cover-up. You know, I'm sure you're aware of the Nixon quote, I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook.
No.
You know Richard Nixon?
No.
You know how America has a president?
Yes.
He was the president.
Yep.
He was impeached. But then he resigned before they really could get to the bottom of it. And the next president pardoned him.
Oh.
And it was a little bit like, what are you pardoning him for?
Yeah, so something to go down.
On this day in 1981, Adam and the Ants' hit Stand and Deliver entered the British charts at number one. Do you know Adam and the Ants?
Nope.
Adam Ant?
Nope.
I was named after him.
You were not.
Yeah, my mum was obsessed with Adam Ant.
No!
Named me after him. They had three number one hits in the UK within 12 months and then pretty much disappeared from the pop music scene.
You're lying, aren't
you? You don't know this song? Do you know this one? Never heard this?
No.
What about this one? Don't know this one?
No.
Oh, it's Adam and the Ants. I was named after Adam Ant, so a bit of respect, Ari.
Sorry, Adam.
On this day in 1984, the Chicago White Sox finally defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 7-6 in the world's longest ever baseball match.
Finally, 8 hours and 6 minutes after it began, in the bottom of the 25th inning, Harold Baines put everyone out of his misery. The White Sox had won the longest game in baseball history, 7-6.
So they had to stop the match at about 1 a.m. and resume it the next day, which doesn't happen in baseball very much.
Yeah.
And it just went over 8 hours. The score was only 7-6. I mean, people have a go at cricket for nothing happening, but baseball, I tell you what, sometimes...
Both boring.
How dare you? I have to admit, though, baseball going to see a game live is pretty amazing. They do a big show. It's pretty fun. It's just not as fun on the television.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes cricket can be better on the TV because you can't really see what's happening anyway when you go.
Yeah.
It's all happening in the middle of the oval. You can't see anything.
Yeah.
Baseball, at least it happens at the corner right there. And if you get good seats, you're right next to what's happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, swings and roundabouts, yings and yangs, you know what I mean? It all balances out. Philosophy. On this day in 2019, the new Australian $50 banknote misspelt the word responsibility on 46 million notes.
It's a collectible now.
Probably is, yeah. That's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. How are you feeling? You don't seem as refreshed as I might have expected.
Yeah, to be honest, one day of sleep did not make up for the week of no sleep and then still hearing the baby even though we didn't have it and, I don't know, restless and a lot of work to do yesterday, getting the house sorted. Yeah, so I could go a whole nother day of sleep.
Oh, yeah, maybe just do it on air. Sleep.
I am breathing quite deeply today, so...
Off your drift.
Stop, don't.
Off your drift.
Don't, Adam, you make me fall asleep. It's so soothing.
Coming up before 8 o'clock, we're talking about the Shop Top Living Forum. It's happening tomorrow night. It's about shops opening up their upstairs for people to potentially live in.
It's a fantastic idea. I think it'd be pretty cool to live up there too.
Well, there's a meeting going on about it tomorrow night. We'll find out more from Central Coast Mayor Jan Bond before 8 o'clock. We'll also play Word Sanger, Dog News. And up next, we're talking about movie quotes. Is there a movie you can sit there and pretty much say all the words to and annoy everyone around you? We'll get to it next. I've got one. Do you have one? Or you don't like movies that much?
Adam, remember who you're talking to.
What's that mean?
I don't know anything about anything.
You just don't remember stuff.
No. My brain is fried.
We'll discuss next. Keep yours coming in at CFM Tasmania or give us a call 1300 655 922. What movie do you know the most quotes from? What movie can you pretty much say all the lines?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Maybe you know all the words to that song. You know, a lot of people know all the words to songs. You know all the words to any Justin Bieber songs, Ari?
Not every single word. Hey, I've been watching on TikTok. Apparently people hear songs differently.
What do you mean? Well.
So when I listen to songs, I usually hear the music and the feel of the beat and stuff, and then I have to really concentrate to hear the words, whereas other people hear the words and don't really pay attention to the music.
Oh, that's true. And if you're a musician, you definitely listen to music differently. You can just listen to the guitar. What's the guitar doing? And listen to that, or what the drums are doing. Like, I learned to play songs by listening to the songs because you can hear what the drums are doing if you know about drums or whatever.
So I think for me it's the same with movies. Like, I really love watching movies, but do I actually know what's happening? No, not really.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what's happening in the story or behind the scenes? Or?
Yeah, just all of the above. See, I'm just like, oh my God, look at them. They're so in love.
That is a good point. Like, a lot of the time when I'm watching a movie or a show or something, I do like to watch the editing and stuff and the camera shots.
That doesn't surprise me.
Cinematography and all that. All that stuff. So people are watching and listening differently. But today we are talking at CFM Tasmania on Facebook about... are there movies that you know all the words to, similar to, you know all the words to a song perhaps, but this is the movie version. So you're sitting there, you can recite it as it goes. Mine has always been, and I haven't watched it for ages, so I'm starting to fade on this, but I remember at school watching this movie and being able to say all the words as they came. Chicken Run.
Why Chicken Run?
I don't even know, because I've seen other movies a lot more times than Chicken Run, but for some reason, maybe it's because it's got the British accent, which I really love.
Probably.
But I could just quote it all, and it's also just such a, if you think about it, quite a weird movie, because it's about a guy that yells at a bunch of chickens for being organised. I'm telling you, they're organised. But they actually are, because they're talking and everything. But I love the bit where he's like, let this be a lesson to the lot of you. No chicken escapes from Tweedy's farm. He's just yelling at the chickens for trying to escape. But we've had some come in this morning at CFM Tasmania. Some people saying Harry Potter.
The Grinch is a very popular one.
That's one, yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people know the words to that. And at 1-300-655-922, Clint's given us a call. G'day, Clint. How you going?
Yeah, not too bad, guys. Thought I'd give a tingle up about the movie lines and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Is there a movie that comes to mind that you know all the words to?
I know, yeah, I'm a pretty bit of a fanatic, and like, movies are pretty much my chill thing. So, but any Adam Sandler movie, would have to be a movie I could just sit there and just mimic it, just watch it so many times.
Yeah, awesome. Is there a quote you can give us right now that comes off the top of your head?
It's all in the hips, baby.
It's all in the hips. Have you ever been on a golf course, Clint, and given the old Happy Gilmore shot a go?
Yeah, I have, and I remember many years ago on my bus weekend, my brother stripped down full nude and Happy Gilmore on the 7th at Port Terrell Golf Club. It was pretty funny.
Clint!
Yeah, fair to say the Happy Gilmore's been pulled out a fair few times. I think yeah. Everyone does the Happy Gilmore, don't they, when they go to any sort of driving range or golf course.
Yeah, everyone gives it at least one go. I've tried it before. It's quite fun, especially if you do actually connect with the ball. You give it the run-up and then the boom, and it works. You're like, what?
You actually amaze yourself, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you and, was it your brother-in-law that ran nude?
No, it was my actual brother.
Your actual brother. You and your brother, big, big fans, obviously, to go to that extent.
Yep.
Get the ghoulies out. Do the full Gilmore.
Yeah, I don't think the older ladies on the course appreciated it.
Well, maybe they appreciated it too much. Who knows?
Well, it was your bucks. True, you did it for love.
Nice, tight, young skin, I guess.
I appreciate your call, Clint. Thanks, mate.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Up next, dog news. And don't forget, no chicken escapes from Tweety's farm. All right, well, Ari, an Aussie family have shelled out the price of a Porsche for a dog.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You heard that correct. The price of a Porsche for a dog. They've snapped up the best guard dog in the world, apparently, for an eye-watering sum. So an Aussie family who earn up to $10,000 per day from their social media videos has paid a reported $176,000 for a specially trained guard dog that has been flown over from the UK.
Sorry, what?
What bit did you not hear?
I heard every bit. That is so much money.
$176,000 for what they're being told is the best guard dog in the world.
Imagine if you spent that much money and there were a bad guard dog.
I know.
That's a lot of pressure to put on a dog.
Keep your receipt, just in case. The Norris family, they're called. The Norris family, there's eight of them. They've become an online sensation for their antics on YouTube and Instagram. They said they needed the pooch for their protection. So the dog's name is Demi, and it's a German Shepherd. It's one of a few sought-after security pooches, which routinely sell for the equivalent of a high-end brand-new Porsche sports car. And it's being brought in to protect the family's brood of six celeb children. So they call themselves the Norris Nuts as well. Mm. Apparently they got millions of followers. You ever hear of them?
No.
It's funny. I've never heard of them, but they make that much money.
That's so weird.
And they're Australian. Yeah. The Norris Nuts.
That is
Are you looking
so
them up?
Yeah.
Have they come
so
up?
That's so strange. Yeah, they have come up.
Yeah. They've got a bit of a following there by the look of it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Each child has their own separate Instagram page, apparently. The youngest, Charm, is only two. And Charm has 371,000 followers already at age two.
That's a lot of followers for a two-year-old.
So they're thought to have an estimated net worth of $28 million. Norris
well, then
nuts.
Then it's just really a price of a normal
Some
dog.
Spare change, yeah relatively
just
speaking.
Just a bit of 5 cent pieces in your purse.
That's right. So in a video that they did on YouTube in December, Sabrae Norris said she had been feeling so unsafe lately and expressed wanting some peace of mind. So it doesn't really say if any incidents has happened or if it's just they're just feeling a bit paranoid and unsafe. So they've splashed out for this high quality guard dog. But just says, it sucks that we don't feel safe, but I think Demi will be able to help us. The family confirmed their purchase of the dog last week, adding she's just the best. We are so excited. We can't wait. The vet-checked and vaccinated dog is part of a large collection the security service have, with the company recently expanding to the US, Africa and Asian markets.
Yes. That's still so much money to spend on a dog that potentially just wants cuddles.
I know. Well, they've got the other family protection breeds they got there, this organisation. They got Rottweilers, Dobermans, and giant Schnauzers. But I suppose all's well that ends well. The family's safe.
Yeah, true.
That we've never heard of, that earn millions of dollars for being famous. But we haven't heard of them. It's weird, isn't it?
It is a little bit weird.
Would you
weird.
Agree?
It's a little bit weird.
No, I just want a dog.
Are you going to start following the Norris nuts?
No, I don't think so.
Me either. No, stuff them. Stuff them. They don't affect me.
I just want a dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Before 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about this Shop Top Living Forum that's happening tomorrow night in Ulverston with Central Coast Mayor Jan Bond. You ever lived above a shop?
No.
Anyone you love or know ever lived above a shop?
Yes, Bessie in Melbourne. It was actually, like, really good. Go
really?
And visit, just walk downstairs, get your coffee from downstairs from a barista, walk back upstairs. Well, in a lift, but, yeah, amazing.
I had a friend that went out with a girl that lived above Nando's, and we called her Nando's. We'd be like, hey, Sean, how's Nando's going? As in the girl, not the shop, but the girl was called Nando's to us.
Living on top of a restaurant, I think that would get me, though, because the smell, you'd be like, oh, I'm hungry again.
What if they had smell-proof floorboards? Science.
Well, you go open a window and it's like, oh, a chicken.
Oh, don't get me started on Chicken Run, all right? We'll get to that later.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is indeed time to play Word Sanger. How would you like to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater? Well, they're open 7 days and you could be winning at this prize giving Friday. All you need to do is call 1-300-655-922 and tell us the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger.
Hello, CFM. What do you think the word is? Too early.
I reckon that was mysterious. Mel,
that sounded
it?
Like her, yeah.
Called too early. We haven't even given you the two outside words. All right. Theo, our word machine, what are our words for today?
Your words for today are chicken and down.
Chicken something something down. Pretty easy, I think.
Chicken something something down. We want to know that word in the middle. What could it be?
1-300-655-922. We need the something in the Sanger. Chicken something something down. Please give us that something. What are you laughing at?
Yep.
What do you mean, yep? Phone number 1-300-655-922. Chicken something, something down. Give us the something.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Plain word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Michelle from Ulverston is on to play Word Sanger. Just before we do play, can I ask you, Michelle, is there a movie you know all the words to?
Oh, maybe Grease?
Grease.
Oh, good one, actually.
I think the common theme here is it's movies that you love and you would watch by choice, but also movies that are played on TV a lot, so you watch it extra as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think so.
Plus, Grease is my all-time favourite anyway.
Yeah, so that's...
And,
so
and you can sing along too, even better.
Yeah, so it's like knowing all the words to a song and a movie.
Yeah, two in one.
All right, Michelle, Theo will give you the words. You give us that something in the middle. Let's go.
Your words for today are chicken. And down.
What's the middle word, Michelle?
Could it be feather?
It's not feather.
Oh, no. It's not. Sorry, Michelle. Have
thanks,
a
Michelle.
Day.
No worries. Bye.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
This is Emma.
Emma, where are you from?
In Burnie.
Emma in Burnie. Theo will give you the words. You give us that middle word. Here we go.
Your words for today are chicken and down.
What goes in the middle, Emma?
Is it possibly run?
The word for my Sanger is run. Chicken run. Run down.
It is, Emma. Nice one.
Go,
nice
Emma.
Good morning. Thanks, guys.
No well worries. Done, Emma. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants. Hang there. We'll grab your details.
Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Tomorrow night in Ulverston. There is a Shop Top Living Forum going on, something to do with opening up the tops of shops, the upstairs area, for people to potentially live in. We're going to find out more right now from Jan Bond, Mayor of the Central Coast Council. So, Jan, what is the Shop Top Living Forum all about?
Look, for some time we've been wanting to explore and encourage members to open up the top floor of their shops to have a look at residential. There's lots of reasons why having residential in your CBD is really positive. There's lots more activity, particularly in the evenings. It creates a real sense of vibrancy and generally brings more people into the actual CBD. So we've been interested in this for a while, but we want to see whether the owners of the buildings are keen to develop this a little bit further. And I think there's been some questions as to what's required. So we'll have our staff from our planning and our building teams available there tomorrow night to answer the questions and give them all of the details.
And what are the benefits for locals, and why should locals come along to the forum?
We already have a few people living in the CBD. If you've ever seen a community where people have actually started living in the CBD, I've seen it in reality in Portland in Oregon, which was just a dead industrial town. Everybody'd sort of moved out because, you know, there was nothing happening. And then suddenly the artists came in and they started living in the CBD themselves, and then that actually brought more activity. It became, you know, a hub of great food, like little coffee shops, restaurants. So we've seen towns absolutely revive by having more, you know, residential in the CBD. And we'd just like to see if this was possible here and if there's any interest.
All right, so this forum is happening tomorrow night. Whereabouts is it happening?
Well, it's happening down at the Nyman Pavilion, which is down at the Ulverston Wharf precinct. And it's tomorrow night between 5:30 and 7 p.m. You can register on the council website or just give council a call just to say that you're coming. But I think if you forget to do that and if you just pop in, I'm sure there'll be a seat for you.
Wonderful. Personally, I think it's a fantastic idea. Like I, you know, shop in Ulverston. I'm in Ulverston all the time, living so close in Turners Beach. And I agree. I think it would bring a lot more people into Ulverston and create that atmosphere and that vibe, which I think Ulverston is kind of vibing anyway. It's definitely starting to, I don't know, feel more alive than maybe, you know, even 3 years ago.
I think so too. We'd love to see a really thriving CBD. And in some cases, some of the shops, the top floors are used for storage or are just sitting there empty. And if anybody's interested in doing something with them, we'd like to explore that with the owners of the buildings themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we can get it as cool as Portland, we'll be happy, Jan.
Yeah.
We certainly would.
Awesome. It's tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m. is the Shop Top Living Forum in Ulverston. Thanks, Jan.
Yeah. Please come along. Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Ari and I no longer have robot babies, by the way.
Still haunted, though. Still haunted from these robot babies. I feel like I can still hear it, and I'm, like, going to turn to, like, look to see where it is. And
phantom
if it's
cries.
Okay.
Phantom cries happening.
Yeah.
I've definitely had a couple of phantom cries, but...
It's weird. Yeah, this morning you were like, what was that? And nothing.
Yeah.
It wasn't me, I swear.
I'll tell you what, I could get used to phantom... I was going to say phantom sleep. I could get used to uninterrupted sleep.
Yeah.
That's something I could get used to. Oh. Again, loving that.
Loving that for us.
All right, our street team are out and about this morning. You can grab freebies from them. We're going to check in with them next. Takesha is going to be at something special in Wynyard today.
And Mickey is out and about at United Petrol Station in Devonport, 89 Best Street.
Go find them now. Grab the freebies. We'll check in with them next. Also, keep the comments coming in at CFM Tasmania. We want to know today, what movie do you know all the words of? We'll get to that soon. Chorus King's coming up too. And birthday book. Get those entries in at cfmtaz.com.au. Adam and Ari, 13 past 8.
Morning!
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Let's go out, find some freebies.
Run it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
All right, we're going to check in with Mickey. Morning.
Morning. Look, petrol prices have been at an all-time high lately, so we figured that just about everyone could use a break at the Bowser. RACT and United, if you fill up there, show your membership card and automatically enter the draw to win $500 worth of fuel. And with the help of CFM, we will also be cruising to United sites across the state, giving away on-the-spot prizes worth up to $100. How exciting, guys. So, I am obviously at 89 Best Street across the road from Devonport High. And remember, all RACT team members with a plastic membership card can save 6 cents per litre at United every day. For more details, head to ract.com.au. Terms and conditions apply. Participating sites only.
Fantastic.
And what
Love
do you
it.
Have to give away if they come and see you right now?
I have got fuel vouchers. I've got some bread, more things from Mars Co. I think I might even have some Crayola items left.
Oh, a fuel voucher. If you'd like a fuel voucher, go see Mickey, 89 Best Street. All right, Takeesh.
Good morning. How's it going?
Morning, Takeesh.
I am out at something special in Wynyard, and I just want to know, what did you do to celebrate your mum yesterday? That's all. Simple as that. I do have the Coast Best free stuff on board. I've got free coffee vouchers from McCafe. I've got No Pong deodorant. I've got CFM stickers. I've got our Friends with Benefits key tags. And I do have fresh bread from Krupp's Master Loaf as well. So come along and see me. I'm out in the CFM Cruiser at something special in Wynyard, and it's powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
What did you do for your mum yesterday, Ari?
I FaceTimed her and said, Happy Mother's Day, Mum.
You know what I
did? And then all she wanted to know was about you. Oh, is Adam going to buy a house yet? Is he buying a house? Can you ask him tomorrow? Is he saving money to buy a house?
Yeah, so now I've got me dad nagging me and your mum nagging me about buying a house.
Bless.
You know what I did? Because it's 2022, I Uber Eats some chocolate to me mum down in Hobart. So.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, Mama Tina.
How good am I?
That's cute. All right. Was she even home?
She was, yeah. But even if she wasn't, they would have just left it on the doorstep.
Aww.
Extra special surprise when she comes home.
That's nice. Good on your ass.
How good am I?
Yeah, you're all right.
Birthday bookies next. Get those entries in. Do you know someone having a birthday today? We'll shout it out next. CFMTAS.com.au to get it in.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1300 655 922.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Oh yes, birthday shout-out time. These have been submitted through the website cfmtas.com.au, so they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. They've got marquees, they've got photo booths, and they got lots more. Today, who we got, Ari?
We have got absolutely no one entered through the birthday book at cfmtas.com.au, but we do have one through Facebook. A huge happy 11th birthday to Tail and Love. Mum, Dad, and your little sister, Nellie. Have a great day.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, go Taylan.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Is there a movie you know all the words to? At CFM Tasmania to comment or call us 1300 655 922. Emma has said she only just spoke about this yesterday. Her daughter pretty much refuses to watch Sister Act 2 with her anymore because she can't help herself but recite every single word as it happens.
That is a really good movie.
I've never seen it. Mia has said Matilda and dropped a gif in there that says, because I'm big and you're small and I'm right and you're wrong and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, such a good movie. Natasha has said Top Gun, Dirty Dancing and The Little Mermaid. And Robert Starr, another fan of Top Gun, he's also gone on to say Madagascar, Shrek, Space Jam, Bad Boys 1 and 2, Mighty Ducks, and thanks to the kids, Frozen and Moana.
There
I love
go.
Moana.
Yeah.
Oh, I love my wine.
Mine is Chicken Run. For some reason, I'm still not quite sure why I know all the words. It might be the accent because I'm a big fan of the English accent. I think, especially the Northern England accent, which I think is involved with that movie.
So random. Why the chicken? Like, why Chicken Run?
I don't know. I've seen other movies more times, but that's the one where the quotes just stick in my head the most. That and Harry Potter, actually. So that's English as well. Maybe it's just the Englishness of the accent that makes it stick in my head. But yeah, there's a bit in there where Brendan Fraser plays this rooster. So he's American, but he's the only American. He gets shot from a cannon into their farm and they think he can fly.
Yes.
So they think he's their savior. He's going to help them fly out of there. There won't be chicken pies anymore because Brendan Fraser, the chicken, the rooster, is going to save them all. And he goes along with the lie because it makes him look real cool.
Yeah.
But then he's sort of trying to convince Ginger, like, oh, maybe I'm not that great. He's like, the grass is always greener on the other side. And then when you get there, it's brown and prickly. You see what I'm saying? And then Ginger says, no. I know all the words.
So embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Just remember, Ari, no chicken escapes from Tweety's farm.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus keys.
Sing it.
We want you to sing it so loud. Now we don't have babies too, like even louder. All right, up for grabs, we have got a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher to give away this prize giving Friday. If you'd like to be in it to win it, you got to play Chorus Kings. Give us a call on 1-300-655-922 and finish this line.
All right, here it is.
I just knew too much.
Oh. What's the next bit? 1-300-655-922 if you know.
I just knew too much.
Oh, but the turntable has lost power.
No, Adam.
You can power it back up with your singing.
I just knew too much.
Oh. Come on. 1-300-655-922.
Correct.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
Jacoby Wilson from Wynyard is on to play Chorus Kings with us. Just quickly before we do, we're asking today, is there a movie you know all the words to?
Probably Too Many Kids Movies.
Too Many Kids Movies, yeah, the kids' movies will do that. Yeah, they like to watch them on repeat, the kids' movies, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Jacoby Wilson, let's do some singing. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Let's go. We're going to give you the line. You take it from there.
I just knew too much.
Jacoby Wilson! You think I'm crazy?
Love it. Let's check the tape, though.
Does that make me crazy?
Oh, she has done it. It's Jacoby Wilson, our chorus king.
Go, Jacoby Wilson. Well done. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are indeed local, just like us.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Well done, hang there, I'll grab your details.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Now, last Friday, down in Hobart, all the radio shows, all the radio stations were off air due to the wild weather down there. It knocked out the transmitter. So we took the opportunity to call 7HO down there in Hobart, the breakfast show, Sarah Mick and Jono, as Reuben Rod, my character that I use for prank calls.
I love it so much.
To just be like, oh, your transmitter's out, I think, or something like that, to that effect. But then we made a social media post tagging them saying that we'd pranked them. So maybe they're wise to us now, I don't know. Do you think?
Oh, do they check their social media?
Who knows? Who knows? Well, there's only one way to find out. Are they wise to us? Let's try again. Just check, as Reuben Rod, if their transmitter's running,
okay,
if you will.
Good morning, 7HRFM.
Is that you, Sarah Mick and Jono?
Yep.
It's Reuben Rod. Listen, I called on Friday just calling to see, is your transmitter running?
Yes, it is.
The radio transmitter, it's running?
Is your radio transmitter running?
So, you better go catch it then, you
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, yes, here we are. Another week, Ari.
Morning, Adam.
Turns out 7HO down there are wise to us. They knew it was us.
I've just got a message through our Facebook page from 7HO FM. Nice try, guys. You can't say on a video story that you pranked us and then do it again and not think we would know.
Well, good on them for being wise.
Well, good on them for checking their social media.
Yeah. See, it pays to check it because now they're wise, they know.
They knew it was us.
Sarah was pretty good there with, is your radio transmitter running?
It never stopped.
Alrighty, on our show today, we're asking you, do you have a movie in your life that you know all the words to? And Mysterious Mel's given us a call at 1300 655 922. Go for it, Mel.
Hey, so your last caller reminded me of something. When my little boy was little, talking about remembering things, I learnt one of the theme songs, you call it, the song thingy, from watching the same movie over and over again. You want me to sing it to you?
Yeah. Yeah, go for it.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the stuff that's
doing in the shed.
You know the one?
Yeah, he was looking at it.
What's the movie?
The thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
What movie's that the theme tune to?
You ready for this bit? Well, the years start coming and the dogs start coming.
But to the rules and I'm going around. Did it make sense that the lip
was gone? I'm running out of breath, so now I'll stop. Yay!
What movie is that the theme tune to, though? Shrek.
Yeah.
I thought I'm a Believer was the...
That's on there too.
No. That was probably one of the spats, but not the one we used to watch. Just stomping around in the mud, singing away.
All of Smash Mouth's catalogue used in that movie franchise.
Love, love.
Love, love, love. Thanks, Mel. Shrek is one that a lot of people have watched a lot of times too, I think.
I'm in the mud and I'm making waffles.
What are you doing in my swamp? Listen, little donkey.
It's actually scary how good you are at doing, like, impersonations. Like what?
What are you doing in my swamp? If they need anyone to voice him, Mike Myers is unavailable. Come right here. 1300 655 922 is my number.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
This morning on the show, we've been talking about what movie do you know all the words to? This morning we had Michelle from Ulverston with this.
Grease.
Oh,
good one, actually.
I think the common theme here is it's movies that you love and you would watch by choice,
yeah,
but also movies that are played on TV a lot, so you watch it extra as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think so.
Plus, Grease is my all-time favourite anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Back when people watched TV. We had Jacoby Wilson from Win It On Too.
Too many kids movies,
yeah. The kids movies will do that. Yeah, they like to watch them on repeat, the kids movies, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
And Clint this morning had a blinder.
Any Adam Sandler movie would have to be a movie I could just sit there and just mimic it, just watch it so many times.
Yeah, awesome. Is there a quote you can give us right now that comes off the top of your head?
It's all in the hips, baby.
It's all in the hips. Have you ever been on a golf course, Clint, and given the old Happy Gilmore shot a go?
Yeah, I have, and I remember many years ago on my bus weekend, my brother stripped down full nude and Happy Gilmore on the 7 foot Portrell golf club. It was pretty funny.
Maybe you were there that fateful day and you saw Clint's brother.
If you were, give us a call.
1300 655 922. Keep them coming in at CFM Tasmania. The convo continues next. Noise Works on CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
How's it been?
It's been baby free, which has been amazing.
That's all that counts, isn't it? Tomorrow will also be baby-free. In fact, the rest of our lives will no longer have robot babies anyway. Can't guarantee human babies.
Like, where is he going with this?
Can't guarantee the human babies may or may not be in the lives of Adam and Ari, but the robot babies,
yeah,
we're done.
No more robot babies. And
See what I mean? But tomorrow on the show, there'll also be no robot babies. But we're talking about this Virgin Cruise thing that's going to be docking in Burnie.
Yeah, adults only premium cruise ship is set to sail from Australia. And not only that, come to Burnie.
Mm.
So we're going to be talking all things adults only tomorrow, which we are very excited about, considering there's no babies in here.
We can talk about it in front of our babies. Yeah, the adults-only Virgin Cruise is going to be docking at Burnie. So then we've got the adults-only Virgin Cruise in Burnie and the Spirit in Dev. Is there going to be some kind of rivalry?
I don't think so. I do not think so. But, yeah, we're going to be talking all things Virgin Voyages, which it's called. I've had a deep look into this, and I've got FOMO.
You've got FOMO?
I've got FOMO, but we'll discuss it tomorrow.
We'll discuss it tomorrow, so join us tomorrow from 6. You know who's got your workday hits next?
Takesha.
Takesha. She's next. Here you go. Have her.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So that was today's show. Let this be a lesson to the lot of you. Should I play the actual clip?
Oh my God, can you?
Now let that be a lesson to the lot of you. No chicken escapes from Tweedy's farm.
And now you do it.
Now let that be a lesson to the lot of you. No chicken escapes from Tweedy's farm.
What? How are you so good at it?
Imagine in real life a fella, just some nut, just yelling at his chickens. This is our lesson to all of you. No chicken escapes. To all of us, just chickens sitting there not knowing what's going on.
Oh, it's classic. Making me hungry.
Now I'm going to go home and watch Chicken Run probably now. Do you think I moved a few units today of Chicken Run VHSs?
Maybe some units of nuggets.
You know how Hungry Jacks have that Uno thing going?
Yeah.
I won some nuggets and then I accidentally threw the coffee cup out.
Oh, Adam.
I know.
Adam.
Had some free nuggets right there.
Adam. Mm. I've never been so disappointed.
Well, let this be a lesson to the lot of you.
It's not Monopoly, though. Macca's Monopoly really gets me.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it's always like just before, like, it's like September. It's the worst time to eat lots of McDonald's.
But again,
that's why they do it.
I never cash them in, ever.
No, either. I just really like peeling them off the cup.
Yeah. I might cash it in.
Satisfying.
If it was a huge cash prize, might cash
maybe
that in.
For not free nuggets. Well, hey, this monthly pay, we might have to.
Yeah.
Save them up, brother.
That starts
Save
this week.
Up.
That starts this week.
Oh, no.
We're getting paid
already,
monthly.
Already broke.
Send in, please. Send in how we do it. Please. Oh. Help. Start yawning into the mic.
I'm so sorry. Whoa. I'm so tired.
You really get the real Ari on these on demands.
Yeah. Yeah, please. Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Our show is back tomorrow morning. See you then.